RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. And Paul, you said this like a month ago. They needed to go on a 7-plus, even 10-game win streak to get back into it. Well, they're at 9. They're getting close.
Well, I was wrong because I did say 10.
Did say
and
10.
If you go by points percentage, they're in. Right now, they are tied with Florida in points percentage. Florida has the tiebreaker, so they would be 7th. Buffalo would be 8th. Washington, just percentage points behind, in 9th.
Ah, they have played one more game, yeah.
Okay. So I was off by one game. That's why, as you know, that's why I always go by points percentage, because it gives you a better idea, because it takes games in hand out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of the year, of course, you don't have to go by points percentage anymore because everybody will have played 82 games. But during the season, I think it's a better barometer just to go by points percentage. Then you don't got to say, well, they have two games in hand or they've played two more or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Points percentage takes care of that for you. So it took a 9-game winning streak to put them in playoff position by points percentage.
And Paul, I mean, like this, we've talked about this both off air, on air. I mean, this run they've been on has been really something. It's maybe most impressive two things. It's the exact same team that Kevin Adams built. Jarmo Kekalainen has not actually gotten to put a stamp yet on this organization. And it's been predominantly on the road, Paul. Like, this is a team that could not win road games, and now where we sit, they're 8-9-2 on the road. They're not above 500. But if that's going to be like around what you are on the road, and especially when what you are at home, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and they started off 0-5-2
mm-hmm.
on the road. So, you know, I think I was saying this earlier to Joe and Nate, that if they make the playoffs, I think the game to look back at would be the game on the road in Detroit, where they were behind 4-1. It was when Dahlin had gotten back from Sweden, and they were behind 4-1, and they came back and won that game on the road, you know, where they hadn't won on the road. And I think that might be the game to point to should they make the playoffs. And, you know, we'll see. It's still a long ways to go. I mean, we haven't even hit the halfway point of the season yet. And that's, you know, what they've been talking about, you know, when I was on the pregame with Bo Byram last night. And he talked about it. Lindy Ruff also talked about it in his segment on the pregame, that they got to keep going. I mean, it just took 9 straight wins just to barely get into the playoff spot. Well, now you have to stay there. You still have half a season to go. So you still can't go on a 6-7-8 game losing streak. If you do, you're going to ruin everything that you made up here. As Bo Byram says, they have to continue to play the brand of hockey that they're playing right now. And are you going to lose at some point? Sure you are. I mean, they're not going to win every game for the rest of the season. But it's what do you do after the loss? Okay, you lost a game. You can't lose 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 or whatever. You have to get back to the way you've been playing, the way you know you can play, the way you finally have figured out that you need to play to win, which is the way Lindy Ruff has been trying to convince them for 2 years now to play, and they finally seem convinced that you know they're going to do that. And, you know, so that's the thing. All right, let's say you lose in Dallas, which they could. Dallas is a pretty darn good team. Okay, what do you do in Columbus then? You know, do you get it right back and go? Or you lost one game. Even if you lost two, okay. But you gotta stop it there. Because now that you've got in playoff position, now the trick is you have to remain there.
Right, and Paul, we were talking about this, me and Derek, of just, you know, that's going to be the most important part. Because you're going to have a lot of fans that have bad memories of 18 and 19 where they won 10 in a row, and that was earlier in the season. They had built up some goodwill, and it just all collapsed. And I think even in that season as well, right after the win streak, they lose 5 in a row. And you brought up the schedule coming up. Like, let's say for argument's sake, they do lose to Dallas. But it's Columbus, Vancouver, and the Rangers on the road. And the reason why I say that, especially for them, they're bad at home. And then they've got 5 straight home games in January. Like, the January schedule looks good for them to maybe keep this run going, not necessarily the win streak itself going, but just the good run of play. And, yeah, I mean, like, it's ultimately the same team that was built and the same team that started off poorly this year, but there's also good signs as well. Guys like Jason Zucker, you know, starting to practice and hopefully going to be back in the lineup here pretty soon.
I think he probably could have played last night, but why mess with success? I mean, and he understands that. He was talking when he was back at practice, and he was kidding that, well, my team doesn't need me anymore. They're 7-0 without me. And
fair.
You know, he was kind of kidding around. But he understands, you know, as what coaches are going to do. Why would you mess with the line? Who are you taking out, you know, to put him in? So maybe he's got to wait his turn, even though he played really, really well, you know, before he got hurt again. And by the way, while you were speaking, I looked it up. As we mentioned, they were 0-5-2 to start the season on the road. In their last, that was their 6th in a row on the road, and in their last 12 on the road, they're 8-4.
I mean, yeah, I mean they completely turned it around with this win streak.
Yeah,
right. So that's awesome.
And not to mention though, Paul, one of the biggest things that I'm starting to look at through the progression of this season is the year-to-year jump that happened this season with Matias Samuelsson. The guy has been everything for the Sabres this year, and it's starting to get to like, okay, he was good when he got the contract extension, but this is something else that we haven't seen from Samuelsson this consistently in his game, and it's starting to rival Tage Thompson's ascension into being one of the top players on this team. Now Samuelsson's taking this kind of equal important jump that is really helping to stabilize the defensive core.
I'm glad you said that, because he did play very well when he first started with the Sabres, and I had wondered out loud before this season started when there were quite a few fans that wanted him bought out. Well, if he was bought out, first of all, he would have been on payroll for 10 years, which is not good business.
Oh, yeah, nope.
But he did play very well in the beginning. He got a contract extension too early, I think, and that was one of the minuses against Kevin Adams, and it wasn't all minuses. I always like to be fair and say a lot of his trades were good. His free agent signings, Zucker was good, but some of the others weren't great. It's kind of the inactivity. But anyway, you know, they really mishandled their young players in that group, and he was one of them. He only spent 50-ish games in the AHL. He came up, and I wondered out loud, are injuries, have they just taken its toll on his body? Is he going to ever be able to get back? Well, that question has been answered. He's gotten back and more, in my estimation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
He's been Buffalo's best defenseman from start to finish in this season. Now, Rasmus Dahlin is probably their best player, and you're saying, well, how can one be the best defenseman and the other the best player? They play two totally different games. And last night, I made a mistake last night. In the first period, I was kind of ripping into that pair. And what I should have been saying is, remember, there was the three-day break where no team could practice and no team could play. Well, Dahlin went two more.
Right.
You know, where before the regular Sabres play, they had the morning skate against the Boston Bruins. Dahlin just basically got to St. Louis and it's less play. And it showed in the first period. That pair really got beaten pretty badly for two goals. But then, in the final 40 minutes, they were Samuelson and Dahlin again. I mean, they recovered totally from it. And that's when I started thinking, you know what? I was too hard on them in the first period. I know they were not good on the first two goals. Neither was Lyon. But I think the thing you have to realize, too, is the last goal scored by the St. Louis Blues was at the 8:09 mark of the first period. Lyon slammed the door after that. That pair slammed the door after that. Samuelson made a great play on the tuck tying goal in the second period. Again, erasing a play, getting up ice, getting the puck to tuck, and it's in the net, joining the play. So I think that's all that was in the first period. It's just, you know, Dahlin had to ramp up again, you know, and get going, and he did. And, you know, and I'll say it again for people that weren't listening earlier, it doesn't really matter when you look at the whole game that Lyon, some would say Lyon should have had the first two goals. I don't disagree with that. But he also slammed the door starting at 8:09 of the first period and made some great saves, including when he had to scramble back in the net right before mm-hmm. Kretz got the empty netter, and he did it without his catching glove. He lost that, you know, and you know, that's Lyon. He scratches and claws to make saves. Lukin in the same way. There were some people didn't like the Lukanen goal. I got that right away against Boston. But it's the only goal he gave up. So it's a 4-1 win. He made some big saves along the way. What does it matter if he let in a goal from the red line? It doesn't matter. He let in one goal.
I mean,
that's fine. If he lets in one goal from the red line every single game and that's the only goal he lets in, he's going to be a really good goalie.
I would at that point be looking at coaching and be like, guys, shoot from the red line. Forget conventional with this guy. Just shoot from the red line if this is happening.
And Lyon kind of did the same thing. It was like, all right, the first two goals, maybe you don't like them, but that was it. He slammed the door after that was over, and the Sabres were able to come back and win the hockey game.
Paul, I'm glad. And real quick on this, I'm glad you brought up the goaltending on this, because who would you play here against Dallas? I mean, Lyon played really well against St. Louis after those two bad goals. Lukanen's playing pretty well here. It does seem like there's a two-goalie rotation that seems to be working again. Who'd have thunk it when you have two goalies? And again, it's unfortunate how it happened, Ellis with the concussion. But it is something that I'm going to be curious about. Who gets the start in net? Who would you put in net if you had to make the decision, Paul?
I'm getting the feeling you're right about the two-goaltender rotation. I didn't like Lukanen starting against the Bruins, even though he might have had his best game in his last game against the Devils, a road victory for him, his first road win of the year. But I think one of the reasons this team has gone on this streak, and before the streak started, what we were sitting here saying, it's like, pick a goalie and go with him. At that point, I didn't care who they picked. Call up Levi if you want to. I don't care who. Let Scott Ratzlaff do it. Whatever.
Oh, boy. Just pick somebody. You know,
pick somebody and let them treat them like the number one goaltender and let him, because none of the three goalies could get on a roll. So let them get on a roll. And he did that with Lyon. And Lyon responded. Lyon hadn't won a game since the Toronto game in October. And now he's won every game he's played in since. And he won all the games on the streak except the one in New Jersey where it was time for Lukanen to play, and that was fine. But coming out of break, it's like, well, why are you breaking up what's working here? This has worked for you for this winning streak, which at the time was 7. Why are you changing it? What are you doing? Well, it worked. Lukanen played. He beat the Bruins 4-1. And before the Sabres left on the trip, I asked Lindy Ruff for the three-game road trip. I said, are both goalies going to play? And he said, well, I'm not going to give away my goaltending, but he said, probably. He goes, you'd probably be right with that. So it seems like maybe what you're saying is true. Maybe they are going to start alternating now. But I thought he took an awfully big chance. When your team's on a roll, kind of like the Zucker thing. I think Zucker might have been able to play yesterday, but why change anything in your forwards? You love that last line, the Dunn line. I mean, they're in the offensive zone the whole game. They're softening up the D by hitting them every time they get a chance. So why switch it up? Now, Zucker might get the opportunity to play in Dallas because they're still doing this thing with Greenway. They're managing him. And Greenway, I think, has been better because of it. I think, you know, he's playing his best hockey right now. So this might be a management game for Greenway where it's time for him to come out. That might be the opportunity to put Zucker in. So, yeah, it's a long-winded answer here, but I think you're right. I think maybe they're going to start alternating here and see if that works. So far, so good. So far, each goaltender has played coming out of the break, and both have won the hockey game.
We'll see what happens tomorrow night. It's another 8 p.m. start time, 7 p.m. pregame as they're at Dallas. Paul, thanks so much for jumping out with us, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to say Happy New Year, but if we're going to talk again tomorrow, then I will wait.
I was going to say, well, I'll definitely at least talk to you tomorrow before pregame, but we might. If not,
if
though,
we
Happy
don't have
New
you
Year.
On, I'll at least text you, and then you can ignore it.
Well, I wasn't talking to you when I said Happy New Year. I was talking to your partner here.
Paul,
I'm sure you would really think I'm talking to you.
Well, I mean, I'm part of the show, Paul. Maybe you're talking
you
to both of us.
You are?
Well, you're not anymore, Hamilton. We got to get to the break.
Bye.
See you, Paul.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline.
We will also see, by the way, if the Sabres can get to 10 games in a row, which would be for the fourth time in history. The last time, 18-19, they also won 10 games in a row in 06-07 and 83-84. We'll see if they can do it for a fourth time in franchise history tomorrow when they're at Dallas. We'll take a quick time out here. We'll also read some of your tweets as well. See if you're buying into the Sabres when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.